the Yomtif Shel Minhag. Okay, we discuss a lot of these things, so I'm just going to go through very quickly and then we'll discuss some other things if we have time. It's the Yomtif Shel Minhag, especially for us living in Golus, when we don't have the Shtei Halechem, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, there's no Bikurim, there is no, you know, the special the Kivse Atzeres, Shtei Halechem. So what is really Yom Tov for us today? It's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the anniversary of Shishi B'Sivan, which is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The truth is, Machlokes in the Gemara, when did Matan Torah really happen? Did Matan Torah happen on the sixth day of Sivan? Or did Matan Torah happen on the seventh day of Sivan? Did Moshe Rabbeinu add an additional day to... They were not ready? Did Moshe add an additional day? So if you learn that Moshe did add an additional day, which seemingly is correct, I mean, because we have a tradition that we left Egypt on a Thursday, and everyone holds that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Hakol Moedim Dibish Shabbos Nitna Torah. So if we left Egypt on a Thursday, then do the 7 times 7, we should have received the Torah on Friday. Why then did we receive the Torah on Shabbos? It must be that Moshe Rabbeinu added Yom Midaitai, and it turns out that the sixth day of Sivan is not even the day when we receive the Torah. So what are we doing?
How come today is Pesach, first day was Thursday?
Shloishas, the whole calendar is based on as if the Torah was given on Yom HaShishi. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't even have a Yom Tif on the day when the Torah was given, according to which I forgot which Tana was. Rabbi Yehuda? I don't remember. Whoever it was, it's not Yom Tov for them. There's only one day Yom Tov, and according to the opinion that holds that the Torah was given in reality on the seventh day of Nisan, they are not observing the seventh day of Nisan as a Yom Tov. They're observing the seventh day of Nisan as a regular day. It happens this year to be Shabbos, but for us. I mean, for us, at least we observe the seventh day as the Sfeik of the Yom, so we are observing to some degree Zman Matan Torah Seinu. According to that, the whole Yom Tif is really, for us, is pure Minhag. I mean, not pure Minhag, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, what do we have left in our generation until the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Yom Tif of Shavuos? It's a reflection on everything, on Yadus, on Torah, on Hashem, on the history of Klal Yisrael. So let's go through some of the popular minhagim very quickly. There's an acronym. The acronym is Acharis. Hu yitein shem v'acharis. Acharis means hope. It means the end. The word Acharis is Roshei Tevois, Akdamos, Cholov, Rus, Yorok, and Tikkun. These are the five major minhagim. The five major minhagim is we recite Akdamos on the Yom Tov Shavuos. We eat cholov, milk products. We lay in Megillas Rus. Yarok is the minik we don't really do this today anymore, is to put on the floor of the shul grass. Does anyone still do that today? Baruch, your Rebbe do that?
But they do put up
flowers. They put up flowers. That's a different minik. That appears to be in a completely, we'll get that. We have about 25 minute argument. Yeah, that's a different minik. Yarok. Yarok, which we translate the modern Hebrew as vegetables, but it really means grass, yarok. And tikkun is the recital of tikkun lel shavuos. The recital of tikkun is not the same thing as staying up the whole night. Because you can say tikkun very quickly after Ma'ariv. Instead of saying halal on the night of Pesach, so you stick around for how long? You stick around for an hour or two and you can say tikkun and you can be fast asleep by 12 o'clock. Okay, so tikkun in and of itself is its own special minhag. Acharis. This is a very popular, it's a very old, very popular acronym, the word acharis. The whole pasuk is, and we have this in the ksuba, by the tanoim, we call it pasuk, but the word acharis is a classic acronym to tell us about the five major minhagim of
you could revise it slightly. I thought this is a shear, and then it would be shacharis.
Akdomus made to a shacharis. All right, it doesn't say that here. I hear what you're saying. Okay, but okay. Hamagid Mereshis Achres. Pasuk Yeshaya Mizmor Mem, not Mizmor Perik Mem Vav, Pasuk Yud. We write this in the Tanoim. Hamagid Mereshis Achres. Hashem reveals from the very beginning what's going to be at the end. Creation, Hashem wrote Vayir Vayivoker Yom Hashishi.
What did you say, tough
one? Tikun Lel Shavuos. Hamagid Mereshis Achres. At the end of creation, the pasuk says, "Va'yere va'yivoker yom ha-shishi." Ha-shishi, why is there a hey ha-yidia? All of the other days, there is no hey ha-yidia. Rashi Chazal tell us that Hashem, the whole world was suspended until Klal Yisrael will be mekabel the Torah on shishi v'sivan. Hashem already from the time of creation was megale. What's going to be acharis 26 generations later at the time of Matan Torah? And this word acharis again is the Rosh Tevas of the five major minhagim of the Yom Tif, the recital of Akdamos, the minhag of Basa B'cholav, the minhag to relain Gilas Rus, the minhag to spread out in the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash grass. Why? Yeah, oh, very good. Wow. This Tayak plus the Zionist Zaynoch. Very, very interesting. Wow, very interesting. So what is that? Let's just go through some of these very quickly. Let's a little bit elaborate just a little bit on each one of them. What does it mean to spreading out grass? So Chazal say, Hagbola. Hashem says, Hashem's told Moshe Rabbeinu, remind everyone that Al Yiru El Mul Hahar Ahu. Gamatsoin Vehabokar, that Har Sinai was blessed with an abundance. Rabbi Sai, please. Har Sinai was blessed with an abundance of vegetation. The Hashuas Hashkin and Har Sinai caused Har Sinai to, in the middle of the desert, it's a Pella. Har Sinai is somewhere in some desert, wherever this desert is, there should be nothing there. And yet, in honor of Matan Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu, he beautified, not necessarily beautified, but he brought about life. He brought life to a desert. It's a very powerful minute. You're here in the middle of the desert. We have an assumption that Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Bi Eretz Loi Zeruah.
Loi Zeruah doesn't
mean
there's no grass.
Yes, it does. It means there's no Zeruah. You gave me the book on Howard Bloom describing, if the only thing I got from that book was that appreciation, Dayenu. That book by Howard Bloom describing these two Mishugoyim, like you've never learned about Mishugoyim, who went on a mission to find Har Sinai. Whether they found it or not, I don't know. But in the process, they describe what life is like living in the desert of Saudi Arabia, and he really writes it well, powerfully, in vivid terms of what it's like to live for a couple of days in the desert in Saudi Arabia. And after reading his description of what went on in there, you'll never read the pasuk Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Bi Eretz Lo Zeruah is the same. I told you, I always thought Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zeruah. I always imagine it's like going in the country, go to the Catskills, go to Kimaris. And then you want to go, you know, on a spazier, to go, you know, to walk a little bit, you go up these nice little curvy roads. Ah, Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Bi Eretz Lo Zeruah. That's not what it means. The desert in Saudi Arabia is literally impossible to survive even a day to live there. And Klal Yisrael survived there for 40 years is nothing less than miraculous. How then could there be in this desert a mountain that is blossomed with vegetation, where Hashem has to command them, Agamatsoin Vehabokar Al Yiru El Mul Horahu, and Hashem has to tell Moshe, Hagbola, tell them not to go up the mountain. What's the big deal? Why do they want to go up the mountain? What's on the mountain already? It must be the mountain was, besides the Ruchnius, the Gashnius, the beauty of the life, the vegetation that was growing. It was just, wow, in the middle of the desert, to see such a mountain. And Hashem was teaching Klal Yisrael that when you accept the Torah and you embrace Yadus, it is life, it is health, it is there is freshness, there is vitality, there is growth. And to remember that miracle, the minhag is to spread grass in the Beis HaKnesses. I personally never ever saw this done. It's all of the Svarim on Shavuos. They devoted an entire chapter to this. And no one does this. There are other minhagim. The other minhagim are, okay, we'll go to other minhagim, flowers. Okay, the beautification of the Beis HaKnesses. Flowers, prachim. There are. It says other min b'drashim that the Har Sinai was decorated with flowers. There are other reasons to beautify the Beis HaKnesses. I'll tell you one thing about flowers that really made a very powerful impression upon me one year, and I found out why they did it. The person who he copied came to the shul to the yeshiva the night of Shavuos, and they actually had in front of the Aron HaKodesh, they had two podiums. It was really beautiful. I never saw something so beautiful. They had two little podiums, like two shtenders, next to the Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh was decorated with beautiful, beautiful flowers. It must have cost a fortune to set this up. And then there were like two decorated shtenders. And on the shtenders, they took out of the Aron HaKodesh the keser, the crown of the Sefer Torah, which the shul had two of them, I guess. I'm sure they were very expensive silver crowns. And the florist decorated the crown with an arrangement of these exquisite flowers. So they had a podium, two podiums, on the two sides of the Aron HaKodesh, and on each podium was sitting a crown, the crown. And the crown was beautified with real, exquisite flowers. Mm-hmm. It was gorgeous. And then, you know, when davening was over, they very quickly put the crowns back in the safe in the Aron HaKodesh. Well, the next day they took them out, and then when it came time for psicha, and they took out the Sefer Torah, you know, they put the crowns. Fresh flowers. It was beautiful. So I asked the Gabbai, where did you see this new minhag? So he says, it's very simple. I was at Achnosa Sefer Torah, the Sunday before Shavuos, and at Achnosa Sefer Torah, of course, you know, it was obviously it's a lot of money goes into these events. Sefer Torah itself can cost $100,000, and the Atzei Chaim can cost another $5,000, and the mantle can cost another $5,000, and the Keser can cost at least $5,000, if not more, and the Choshen and the Yad, and the whole show, and the truck, and the meal. A lot of money goes into the... So the Keser, brand new Keser, it was adorned with an arrangement of beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. The person who made the Achnasa Sefer Torah in the morning, the party planner, I guess, took the crown in the morning of the Achnasa Sefer Torah to the florist, and the florist adorned the Keser with a beautiful arrangement of flowers. Now, you can see the Keser, you can see the silver Keser, but it was beautified. So he was so impressed, overwhelmed with that. I know they were dancing, you know, when they did Achnasa, they danced in the street with the Keser, and it was just something very exquisite. It was very, very moved. Kavod HaTorah says, hey, you know what? I'm in charge. Over here, we're going to have over here Shavuos. It's my job to hire the florist to come to shul and fix up the shul. We're going to do this also here. And it was, you know, so there is a minhag just to have flowers. Okay, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? I've been wondering about this a few days ago. In the Midbar, the Yidden had plenty of behemoths, right, for carbonas.
Okay.
And it was arid.
Okay, how did it survive?
I
don't know. Yeah. I don't know. The animals eat the mun? Doesn't say. I don't know. Good question. How did the animals survive in the desert? Similar. It says that your clothing did not wear out. Okay, Torah says, a miracle. It says that Hashem, the lechem abidim, they ate the mun. The be'er. And what about the animals? Doesn't say. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Maybe you could provide what people and animals. Animals. What's the question? Edlos came there.
But animals and people all ate from the mun.
Does it say that the animals are the animals deserving royalty from the mun? The mun is holy.
No, the water.
The be'er. Yeah. Okay, but the animals need food also. They need food. You would think that it's like moil behegdish. Mun is lechem abir. You feed mun to animals?
Is the mun that was left over.
What?
Oil.
Melted. The mun that was left over melted
and
so I think maybe there's a medrash and it turned into water, into a stream, and the animals drank from that stream. Could be. It could be there's a medrash like that. That whatever was left over melted and it flowed down into a stream, and the animals they were sustained from that miraculous potions, whatever it was. Okay. Now let's go back. So we have this grass. Grass is because Har Sinai was a mokoim of life. In the desert of Be'eretz Lo Zarua, there's a mountain. that there's not even missing one blade of grass. The envy of every landscaper. It was beautiful with grass. You have to remember, you can be living in a desert. America, they used to call America the desert, the Midbar. You can be living in a desert, and if you connect yourself to Torah, the desert can come to life. There can be life, vitality, vigor, v'chulu v'chulu. Okay, now let's go back to the minig of if flowers we discussed. Let's go back to the minig of bus of chalaf. So there are a hundred different reasons. I don't know if this is one of the reasons, but the one that resonates with me is not what it says. And we learned yesterday the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah says another reason. And there are certain popular reasons that are given by the major commentators. Shemipim anu chayim. And then you'll have the Darshanim, the Chassidus Shemahalchim. But there's one mahalach that just resonates with me a lot. And I don't know why it is, but just every mitzvah has a reason. And we're not privy to know the reason the Tamei HaMitzvahs. And in fact, we're not supposed to even emphasize the Tamei HaMitzvahs because that's not the reason why we observe the mitzvahs. We observe the mitzvahs because we were commanded. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there's a sefer called Tamei HaMitzvahs. And many of the Rishonim and Achronim do give reasons for the mitzvahs and on the level we can understand. And one of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Basa B'chalav. And Basa B'chalav, the reason why it is forbidden to cook an animal, a gedi, b'chalev imo, is achzorius. How could you go take a child of a mother who carried this creature for 5 months, a gedi, the gestation period is 5 months. Think about that. A mother went, carried, conceived. It's not a take for granted. Conception is not something to take for granted. And the miracle of giving birth. And here she has a child. She has a gedi. And then to slaughter the gedi? And then to add insult to injury, to take the mother's milk and cook the gedi, the child, in the mother's milk? Even if you'll tell me the mother's not watching, the mother doesn't know, how could you as a person be an achzor to engage, to witness with your own eyes, you've taken away from a mother her child, you've slaughtered that child? And then to add insult to injury, you take the mother's milk and use it as a way to enhance it and to give it flavor? How dare you? This is an act of achzorius. Dirocheha darkei noyam. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. An shavuos derecheret kodma l'Torah. On the day, what could we do in the mitzvahs that is available to us where we can emphasize that derech eretz kodma l'Torah, that the darkei Torah are derecheha darkei noya. Come to a su'uda and you eat and you nizar, you show your zihirus, your meticulous in not eating basa b'chalav. To acknowledge, do no harm. Do no harm. Hashem gave you the Torah. With the Torah, you can do amazing, amazing things. Okay, you can build olamos, the oisios of the aleph beis. What you can do with the Torah, you can build olamos. But before you become very passionate and you want to conquer the world, halavai, you should leave this world. A person, if they can leave this world, and they can say, I did no harm. You're way ahead of the game. Okay, we live a life where we think, oh, you know, we're all making a cheshem. What's going to be Achameh v'Eshrim? What are we going to bring to the next world? What is our legacy? What's our legacy? Come to the next world, your children. You learn something in this world. You build something. You accomplish something in this world. Before a person works on his legacy, the first thing you work on when you leave this world is, did I do any harm? Did I cause other people tsar? Did I steal? Did I injure anyone? Did I insult people? Did I step on people? What damage did I leave over in this world? That's your first achrayis. Derech eretz kodma l'Torah. You come to Shavuos, Matan Torah, the Malachi Hashareis, Tikkun, you learn Zohar, stay up the whole night. When you sit down to eat, there's basar and there's chalav. Are you going to eat the two together? Are you going to go and show a degree of insensitivity to go take the child of a mother and take its life and then take the mother's milk and use the mother's milk to enhance your personal enjoyment? It's a pella. The mitzvah of basar b'chalav, you know, in this literal sense, obviously basar b'chalav is a very broad, but the pshuta shel mikra, loy, it all starts with loy sevashel gidi b'chalev imo. Everyone knows the halacha. You don't need to use the mother's milk. You don't need to be gidi. We all know that the halacha is it's just a starting point for a very expansive halacha. But the observance of basar b'chalav should hit hard, open up a person to realize today's a holy day. Hashem gave you Torah and a lot of things you can do with Torah. But derech eretz kodma l'Torah. Derecheha darchei noyam. Don't use Torah to be an achzor, to abuse and harm other people. Okay, let's go to another idea. We mentioned this minug. Drinking beer. I don't see this being done by anyone, but I keep an eye on my preparation. I've noticed this keeps on appearing again and again in some of these more esoteric and ancient svarim, ancient record of there used to be a big thing by Hasidim. I don't know what goes on. I'm not in that world. To drink beer because kofa aleim har kigigis. Now kigigis is is an important minhag because I don't remember all the Torah on this. I once came across something that was very interesting. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Klal Yisrael last minute. It seems the Klal Yisrael said we change our mind. This maybe was not such a good idea. Nasa v'nishma, you know, maybe we should think about it. Give us more time over here. So Hashem says, I'm sorry, buddy. It's too late. Too late. And if you don't accept it, Shom Tehei Kivuraschem. You already accepted it. You already signed the dotted line. It's too late now. And how did Hashem decide to threaten us? There's no limit to what Hashem could have done to threaten us. Hashem specifically took what is called a gigis and he suspended it over our heads. He took the mountain and the mountain appeared to be like a gigis. Kof alem har kigigis. There are a lot of things. Chova har kichovis. Why didn't it say achovis? Why didn't it say kof alem har like a pot? Like a hot pot of water. Why did Hashem send down Eish Menash Shemayim? I mean, there's no limit. You can go use your imagination. No, Chazal very specific. Kofa aleim har kigigis. Gigis is a specific utensil that is used to store beer. Not a chavis.
It can also, I've seen translated as an eggshell.
I never heard that before. Okay, I'm not disagreeing. I never heard that. Gigis is a barrel that is used specifically to store beer. A chavis is used typically for wine. Now, why beer? Okay, so you can. So the minhag is, remember that. Remember, drink beer to remind you. You know, you're not such a tzaddik. You had charata. Kof aleim har kigigis. But why dafka gigis? So this ties into something interesting that Chazal talk about. When maker hadin, can a person make the bracha? So Gemara Masechta Ksubis. We don't do this today. When does the simcha of chasan kala begin? If I'm not mistaken, I didn't review this in a long time. When does the simcha chasan kala begin with regard when they can say, they can make the bracha shas simcha b'ma'oinai, where you can make a su'uda in honor of a chasan kala, and you can already make brachas. Special bracha. We don't do this today, of course, but you already can make bracha. So the Gemara says, when they begin to prepare the beer, when they add the barley. How do you make beer in ancient times? There are two different types of beer. There's date beer and there's barley beer. In the Gemara, date beer was very, very popular. It was very cheap. It was very, very available. But the high quality beer was hops, was barley, which indeed. Today beer is made, you know, quality beer is made only from barley. Now barley is a very interesting topic because isn't that what Sefer Rus is all about? It's the Shavuot is the Zman Kitzir Se'orim. Okay, the Zman Kitzur Chitim was already back Chodesh Av before Pesach. Was Pesach. Barley, there's a lot of association. The whole Sefer of Rus is where she was collecting barley. Barley is the Zman of Shavuos. Barley, it represents, whatever it represents different things, a Soita, but it also, the Gemara talks about, when you begin to prepare the beer, that's when the wedding begins. Beer is a mashke, not for a Shalom Zohar. Beer is a mashke in the Gemara, Masechet Ksubos. It's towards the beginning of Masechet Ksubos. I think Daf Tes, somewhere, I think we vaguely remember that around that Daf Tes, when you add the hops to the water and let it begin to settle, to get flavor, to begin the process, oh, it's official. They're now called Chosin and Kala, and if you make a Su'uda in their honor, if I'm not mistaken, may Iker Hadin, you can make the Bracha Sha'asimcha b'ma'oinai. We don't do this today, but that's what it says in the Gemara. So you see that beer represents Chosan Kala. And I have to tell you that a lot of the Minhagim, a lot of things that go on the Yontif of Shavuos, it relates to an acknowledgement that Shavuos is a marriage of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. It is Ve'erastich li le'olam. Ve'erastich li b'tzedek of a mishvot of a chesed of a rachman. Ve'erastich li be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. It is a zman of marriage of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. So it's specifically Kofa aleihem har kigigis. You're going to back out now? I've been preparing for this wedding, Hashem says, from my Sibereishis, from the Yoim HaShishi. Yoim HaShishi, Hashem added the hops into the water for this wedding. I've been waiting for this wedding for 26 generations. And now you're going to go and you're going to tell me no? Hashem didn't take a barrel of wine. Hashem didn't take a hot pot of water. Hashem took the mashke that he's been preparing, like a standard wedding. The first thing you do when the chasana is official, in the time of the Gemara, not today, but the time of the Gemara, you start getting the beer, the mashke ready, the soidim ready. I'm going to take what I prepared, I'm going to pour it on your head. I'm going to throw it on you, drown you in this, or throw the whole barrel on you if you back out now. We have been preparing for this. And I'm going to take what I've set aside in preparation, like what human beings do from day one, and use it against you if you don't go and follow through with your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Akdamas we spoke about, but Akdamas has another minuk that really connects with Akdamas, and that is Yitziv Piskam. Yitziv Piskam is the Hakdama. What is Akdamas? We discussed at great length. It's the Miturgamon's opening piece. Now, how do you reward a rabbi? Amalevsky's not here today. I don't know what happened to him. If you want to give kavod to a rabbi, how do you give him kavod? Give him money? That's not so bad. That's pretty good. That's good. That's very good. Money always works. Money always works. But besides money, give them what they want. So a man typically, give them food. After you give them all the money, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Women like, they like jewelry. No, can't deny the fact. Women like nice things. Okay, jewelry. How do you give a rabbi? What do you buy, a new tie? What do you buy a rabbi? You let him talk. Rabbi, you're going to give a drasha. Rabbi, oh, you give a drasha. Oh, the rabbi, oh, I'm going to give a drasha. I'm making a simcha. Rabbi, you're going to talk. I don't know who's going to listen, but you can talk. You can darshan. So, you know, the Miturgamon works very hard. The Baal Kriya, he reads the Pasuk, and the Miturgamon has to translate. How do you reward the Miturgamon on a regular Shabbos? Let's go back in ancient times. Ancient times. How do you pay the Miturgamon? Money? Possibly, I don't know. But the way is, you let the Miturgamon make a drasha. That's his payment. It was the custom. If this is what it says in the books, I don't know. I wasn't around then. I don't know, but it says is that the Miturgamon, you know, he translates word by word. The way you throw him a bonus, a tip, a perk is, okay, you know, when you begin when you begin the translation of the parasha, you know what? We'll give you 5 minutes. Say what's ever on you. Get off your chest all your problems. Say to the whatever you want to say. We'll let you darshan. He was the darshan, not the rabbi. In ancient times, the rabbi didn't give a drasha. The miturgamon gave the drasha. Okay. So therefore, you know, your job over here is just to translate. But you know what? We'll give you a tip. As you begin to translate, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can darshan. We'll let you darshan. Don't, you know, don't say crazy things. No conspiracy theories here. don't give any nonsense. But we'll let you darshan. That was Akdamas. Akdamas was the Hakdama, Rabbi Meir Shliach Tzibur. It appears that he was the Meturgamon, or he composed this. The Meturgamon always needs Chomer Ledrush. So let me compose for the Meturgamon a beautiful introduction. Now, in addition to translating the Torah, in ancient times, they also would translate the Haftarah, the Nevi'im. They would read the Nevi'im, and before and after every pasuk, there would be this a Meturgamon, maybe a different Meturgamon. The same way you need to translate the Torah, you need to translate what it says in the Haftarah. So there's the Meturgamon. So on the second day Shavuos, we have Yitziv Piskam, which is basically the same thing as Akdamos. It's the Meturgamon's introduction to the translation of the Haftarah. So Akdamos really, it has a parallel. It has the Akdamos, one meaning, and there's another meaning to read Yitziv Piskam. And we're not going to go through this. We spent a lot of time on this 2 years ago. And that is there's a very big difference. There's a lot of packaging in Akdamos. In the middle of Akdamos, there's a certain section, only 2-3 lines, which really alludes to the whole background to the story of Akdamos. And that basically is how we have these disputations. Throughout Jewish history, Jews were challenged. Why are you still clinging to your religion? Let's have a debate. This is a very popular sport in ancient times. Not so ancient. The Ramban, the Vikuch of the Ramban, there was the Vikuch, the famous Vikuch of Rabbi Ramberg. He witnessed Ashali's Shufa Ba'esh. That was in response to I forgot the word already. Let's just say the word over here. The disputation. What's it called?
Yeah, disputation.
Disputation of Rabbi Yechiel Mi-Pariz, Paris. That would be so fancy. Rabbi Yechiel Mi-Pariz, his disputation, and they. It was a very popular. It wasn't fun, but
no, it's more like a gladiator contest.
Exactly right. But but the Gedolei Yisrael engaged in this for Klal Yisrael, and that is presented in very short words in Akdamos. It's really hidden. Whole Akdamos is a lot of packaging. You ever get a package from Amazon? I once had such a good laugh. I bought a little teeny thing. Maybe it was an SD card. Teeny. And it came, it's hilarious. It came in a big box. This big box. Like what? You open up the box and bubble wrap and paper. So I get to the center, an $18 SD card. Like, are you joking? Like, it's hilarious. I don't mean this. Akdamos has a lot of that packaging. And in the very center of Akdamos, there's 2-3 lines where the Goyim say to the Jewish people, what are you doing? What's this all about here? Why are you so loyal to the Torah? Where do you... That's what Akdamos was all about. It was the whole Akdamos was written as a shevach to Hashem for surviving a very dangerous disputation that Klal Yisrael had in ancient times, where Rabbi Meir Shliach Tzibur was instrumental in fighting off the Goyim in their attempt to debate the Jewish people. In Yitziv Piskam, it's much, much shorter, it talks about staying away from the Goyim. Do not engage in debates. You read there, it's ghetto life. Do not deal with them. There's the two different piyutim, Akdamos and Yitziv Piskam, are mimizrach l'mayrif. There were times in Jewish history where we engaged with the Goyim and we fought with them to show them we're right and you're wrong. And there are times in Jewish history, more like today, don't even get involved. Don't open up your mouth. No one today is qualified to know what to say, how to say it. And the more you engage, the more trouble you get into. Just keep your distance. Be polite and avoid conflict. Do not get involved. Yitziv Piskam, if you study Yitziv Piskam, you will see that it has the flavor of disengagement, separation. And Akdamos, no. Akdamos is engagement. And different to Kufos, each, there are different times when one is necessary and the other and not the other, and vice versa. This is two minhagim that we do on Yom Tov of Shuas. Okay, this minhag I never heard of. It's a little bizarre to me. Ever hear this minhag? A minhag to eat matzah on Shavuos. It's cited, this, I think even the Rambam, the Rambam's father, or the Rambam's Maimon. I think a lot of these minhagim, they come from the Rambam's father. They're said by the Rambam's father, Maimon. Rav Moshe ben Maimon. And it's cited in real sources, no joke, to eat matzah on Shavuos, to remember that Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. Don't forget. Just like we have Pesach, we were talking about rabbis. Rabbis. We were talking about rabbis. So there is a minug is that just like when it comes to Shmini Atzeres is the Atzeres of Pesach. Likewise, Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. In total, it's 8 days. There are 8 days Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. 8 days, 7 days of Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres is the 8th day. And Chazal, in fact, go on to say, really, Shmini Atzeres should have been 50 days after Sukkot. But because at that point in time, the roads are muddy, and the prices for a ticket in El Al are very expensive. You know, everyone's going to visit their children, learning Eretz Yisrael. So, Menela, Hashem says, all right, you know what? The roads are muddy. Hard to travel. So, okay, so let's do it right now. We'll have the holiday right now. But there is this concept, which is cited often, is that Shavuos, we should not forget that Shavuos was the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Behoitziacha. It's the Atzeres to remind you that it's the Atzeres, either a shtickle matzah. I never heard of this. I never saw, but it is. So I'm just trying to, you know, give you a little flavor. The purpose of here is not the Chas V'Shalom to tell you to do things that are strange. We don't do this today, but there's no question that this is something. I'm not making these things up. Are cited with very good holy sources, and it gives us a little bit of an appreciation of what the Yom Tov is all about. Likewise, there are minhagim to put fragrances. We don't see this being done today. To have a lot of fragrances on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because it says that in my Mahar Sinai, there are different allusions of L'Reach. I'm not fluent in the Psukim. There are different references that Mahar Sinai, the mountain, had a very pleasant aroma that accompanied Matan Torah, and remind ourselves of this. It used to be in some kilos they would emphasize fragrances in food and other ways to enjoy the Yom Tov. Okay, let's go to another minhag. Hachnosa Sefer Torah. You don't see this too often anymore today, but it used to be back in the day that the day when people would inaugurate a new Sefer Torah was Shavuos. Today, every Sunday, it's a multi-million-dollar business. Okay, all of the paraphernalia which goes along with, you know, the Sefer Torah, a beautiful thing. I know someone is in this business. This is Mamish's main parnasa. Every Sunday he has a truck, and he has, you know, the pekloch, and he has the torches, and he can make for you. You just got to give him a call. He'll arrange in 1 second, settle on a price, and that's it. Done deal. You'll have the singer, and he'll have the truck, and with the musicians, and if you need a Sefer Torah, he'll help you get a Sefer Torah also. He'll do all the planning. It's a whole industry today. But back in the day, it wasn't like that. And when did they inaugurate a new Sefer Torah? When better? When better would you inaugurate a new Sefer Torah? It would be none other than the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay, Now, here's another minhag. Now, this is the thing, I really should read it to you, but I'm run out of time. I'm going to take too long to find everything. And this minhag comes from Targum Sheni. Now, what is Targum Sheni? We once learned this inside, once upon a time. It's a Targum on Megillas Esther. Yes. And it tells you a lot of very interesting things about what happened at the time of the story of Purim. It is a critically important document, this medrash called, I don't know if we call it a medrash, called Targum Sheni.
It's a parish,
more like. A parish, because it preserves there a tirade of Haman HaRasha. Haman HaRasha on the Pasuk, Vidos Sehem Shoinois Mikol Am. Haman, when he wanted to commit genocide against the Jewish people, he needed to persuade Achashverosh that the Jewish people are not worth anything. And he goes into very, very great detail all of the Jewish customs. And Haman, you know, he really knew Yahadus. He knew it better than many people. Many Jews know Yahadus. And he goes into... What? He was Jewish. Haman, the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says that Haman was a Jew because he was an Eved Kanani. So he says he had Bris Milah and he had Mikvah. That's what he says, Chassam Sofer. He was an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani needs Tevila and Milah, and he is a Chayiv in Mitzvah Ki Isha. And at the end, it didn't work out. He ran away. He escaped from Mordechai. So, but Haman basically was basically an Eved Kanani. He knew everything. And when Haman describes Vidosehem, their laws are Shoinois Mikol Om, he goes into great detail describing many of the Minhage Yisrael. And if not for Haman recording these Minhage Yisrael, which took place approximately, how many years is it? Approximately almost 3,000 years ago? Okay, not exactly, 2,500 years ago, these Minhagim would have been lost. And in fact, we know about them because what it says in Targum Sheni, but basically no one practices these Minhagim Bizman Hazeh. And he writes, and one of the things he writes there is that on Shavuos, the Jews have a holiday. This is Haman's words. They have a holiday. Maybe I could find it, Halavai, I could find it over here. He writes the whole thing word for word. They have a holiday called Shavuos, and, oh, I got it, look at that, Hashkacha, Yoschus. Okay, let me write over here. Let me read you the whole thing, what it says here in the Nitei Gavriel. This blew my mind. It's very beautiful. It really fits what we learned today. He writes over here, I'll read you over here, Yesh Minhag Yoshon, old Minhag, Lizroik Tapuchim, to throw apples, Migag Beis HaKnesses, Ba Shavuos, on the holiday of Shavuos, VeHanoorim, VeHayilodim. So who throws the apples? It would seem the adults. The adults go to the Ezras Noshim, up to the balcony, and they have apples, and they throw the apples. Maybe the women throw, they throw apples onto the floor of the shul when everyone is there. And the children, v'hanorim, v'hayiladim, milakatim, v'oisvim, oisam, and the na'orim and the yiladim, they collect them. Okay, it sounds strange, right? Who would say such a minhag? Tu B'Shvat. They have a minhag on Tu B'Shvat. They throw out apples. Apples. So that's a different minhag. That's on Tu B'Shvat. It says here Yesh Minhag Yoshon. They don't. The rabbis do by the Tish. They don't do it in Shul. I saw the videos of the rabbis today. You should all subscribe to Sparks of the Jewish Nation. It's fantastic. They have a very good, very very good, very good, beautiful WhatsApp group called Sparks. Anyone wants, I'll give you Sparks of the Jewish Nation. I don't know how this guy does it. He's a full-time job. He collects these little 10, 20-second video clips of what's going on in Klal Yisrael. Mamish, the whole spectrum. From the most modern to the most Hasidish you've ever seen. Beautiful. Everyone is beautiful in its own right. Beautiful, beautiful little video clips of what's doing by Klal Yisrael. Lag BaOmer, he showed you the fires, like mamish, 50 different clips. Each one 10 seconds, all over Klal Yisrael. Very, very, you see mamish get a flavor of what's going on today. Get your finger on the pulse of what's doing Klal Yisrael. So over here he writes, I saw those clips about the clips about Tu B'Shvat with the Rebbe, they threw apples at the Tish. Here it says they would throw in shul from the roof, they would throw down apples, and the children would run around collecting the apples. Where does it say this? Kain Kosaf, in the footnote in Nitei Gavriel, Kain Kosaf, Rabbeinu Maimon, Avi HaRambam, Vezel Shoinai, Umichlal HaMenhagim Mohem, Hatapuchim, Mash Lichim, Ba Shavuos, they would throw down apples, Migag Beis HaKnesses, Veloiktim Oysam HaTinoikos, the children, Vechei Minogenu, Be Dara, where's Dara? Place, I guess, in Spain, Chesnish, Lahashlich, HaChosan ala kala hatapuchim ba'shavuos. He writes over here that the chosan throws on the kala. I don't know what this is, what he's referring to over baked here. Apple. What? Baked apple. A baked apple? I don't get it. I'm missing something over here.
You're not missing anything.
Okay? Okay, so he writes over there that in this place, the chasanim, I don't know if he's referring to it, I don't know if it's the chasanim, maybe it's the marshal, Hashem is the chosan, klaisol is the kala. Anyone get engaged? Anyone get, I know in Chaim Berlin, they give hagba galila on the yomim noiroyim, to the chasanim, to the chasanim. So on Shavuos, anyone who's a chasan, get up there. Get up there. Like anyone who's a kala, get down in the shul. Come down, they switch. The chasan, the kalas come down into the... No, I'm sorry. The kala says... No, it says, ha-chasan al-kala. They tell the kala to go into the shul, and the chasan goes upstairs, and the chasan throws apples at his kala on Shavuos. Sounds a little strange, right? That's the Rambam's father. This is the Halakha Rambam's father, Maimon. And here, B'tagim Yoinasan al Pasik, Yeshnai Amechad Mifuzar, Shehilshin Homna Lachashverosh, Vizel Shoinai. Now he writes of B'tagim Yoinasan. Let's forget the Tagim Shani in a second. I think Tagim here. He writes of B'tagim Yoinasan al Pasik, Yeshnai Amechad Mifuzar Mifarad, Shehilshin Homna Lachashverosh, Adkan Lashoinai, Vizel Shoinai. Hashegen Hakesav Letargum Sheni. Okay, so he writes over here, Targum Sheni. I don't know, I have to go look up what he's saying. He's vast between Targum Yonason and Targum Sheni. Al Megillas Esther. Bachodesh, Haman over here is the speaker. Mi Omar El Mi. Haman is speaking to Achashverosh. And he says, Bachodesh Sivan, the Jewish people, Oisin, Shnei Yomim, Toivim, they make two holidays. Okay, right away he says that they observed. Obviously, in Chutz Liaretz, 2 days Shavuos. The Jews go to their synagogues. The Koyrim Oysan, they call this holiday Atzeres Oy Chag HaShavuos. He knew the name of the holidays. Oylim, what do? The Jews in this holiday a Goyishuk up. He sees they go Al Hagag Beis Hakneses Shalohem Umifazrim Shoshanim Vitapuchim. And they mefazrim, they disperse flowers. They disperse flowers and apples. Flowers also. They throw flowers and apples. You don't go to a wedding? Isn't it a goyish minig that the kala she throws the flowers? Is that a goyish minig? Is that a goyish minig? The flower girls they throw. So you see, it's not a goyish minig. You see, there's such a thing over here to throw flowers. Of course. And then who it doesn't say the children, okay? It's not the way he says over here on the top. And the people in the shul, they collect the flowers and they collect the apples. Now, this is beautiful what it says here. And this is exactly why Haman picked up on this. This is the reason why what it says now, and this is very beautiful what it says. And as they pick up the flowers and the apples, the tapuchim in the shul, they say the following, kishem, just like we are picking up the flowers and the apples, sha'anu melaktim hashoshanim v'hatapuchim ho'ele, kocha, likewise, yislakitu beinehem mi bein, Haman is speaking, so he's saying, they say that may Hashem collect us from the goyim that surround us. They did a dugma, kibbutz goliyos. The same way we pick up the beautiful flowers and the apples, we are basically acting, putting ourselves in the shoes of the Ribbono shel Olam, and we're saying, Hashem, collect your flowers. Kashoshanim bein hachoichim from Shir Hashirim. The Jewish people are like flowers surrounded by thorns. So the same way we're collecting the flowers, it's a dogma. Hashem, the time has come where you should pick up your flowers and your apples. Kabbalistic concept, the tapuchim, the chakal tapuchim. Pick up your apples, Hashem. Pick up your flowers and be mekayim the kibbutz goliyos. What a minute, huh? Kocha yislakitu b'neihem mi'beinenu v'yoyim zeh hayoyim shenitna ha'toyra lavoseinu b'har Sinai ad kan diburay. What a minig. Okay, so what a minig. This is an ancient minig, never seen this done. Okay, another minig he quotes over here. I'll read you word inside. I'm not making this up. Ha'minig b'kihilois. I don't know what this means. Algeria. Algeria?
Algeria.
Shahayaladim oilim al-gagbe sakineses. V'shoifchem mayim al-oive v'shof. Better come with a raincoat to shul. Yeah. Come with a raincoat to shul. Come to shul, watch out. Because the kids on top of the balcony, they're looking for some carbonates. And they're going to pour some water on you. They're going to catch you, and you're going to come home wet. That's what the minig is. That's what the minig is. V'shoifchem mayim al-oive v'shof l'rameis shahat. What's the purpose of this minig?
On Shavuos.
On Shavuos, come with a raincoat. On Shavuos, wear your shena coat. Al oiver v'shav v'lerames shehatoyra shenitno la'am Yisrael b'Shavuos mishulamayim hoy kol tzomei l'chulamayim. And the mayim came from Shamayim. Hashem, the Torah came then vayere Hashem al Har Sinai. Uvidoyrois acharoinim ruahu gidoylim pirtzos bezeh ubitlu haminok. Today we don't do this. I don't think someone's gonna be too happy today if you come. What is it called? The bucket, the challenge. People have ASL, so they do this the challenge. So this is nothing new. This is a minute that comes back. Now it's a pella what he writes over here in the footnote. Okay, so we laugh at this. We laugh at these minhagim. You know, it sounds a little ridiculous. But look what he writes over here on the bottom. V'chein haminog b'kihilois Tunis, Tunisia. Yeah. My grandmother comes from there. I come from there. I come from Tunisia. My father's mother comes from Tunisia. Morocco. And Luv. I don't know, what's Luv?
Libya.
What?
Libya.
Libya, okay, Libya.
North Africa.
Tripoli. The Oid, this is what they did. They did this minute. This is the minute they're deciding
this
in these.
This is the minute in Crown Heights.
Yeah? The water?
When people walked in the street at Shabbos, someone would have a water gun in his pocket and would shoot at the feet of the people walking by. And they would look up if it was raining or not.
Okay? Umikoroi, Bedivrei, who cites this minute? This is no joke. Bedivrei, Rabbeinu, Maimoin, the Av, Avihar Rambam. Shekasa v'chein minogenu lizloif mayim kodim al kitzasim, to pour cold water. The ice bucket challenge. You see this? You see, it's unbelievable. Everything has a makar.
Everything makes a come.
Mayim korim al kitzasim. V'chein mukubal miyuhudim mimirakoi. Now look at this. This is something really shocking what it says over here. We have a tradition. Im kaboli in the kaol from the Jews in Morocco. Shekol me, any person that gets lucky enough that the child pours water on him, shekol mi shenishbichu olav mayim b'chag ha'shavuos shum ra'a loytu'una elav kol hashana. It's min hashamayim, he will have an easy year. Protected. Nothing bad will happen to him the rest of the year. It's a segula. It's a segula for the dry cleaners. Look at your business. Nothing bad will happen to you for the rest of the year. V'chein kasa b'sefer Heichal HaKodesh, Rabbi Yechiel Ashkenazi, Amsterdam, Tav Yud Gimel, Simen Ayimeis. So we don't live in any minhagim. Minhagim, these are dvarim kedoshim. Okay, another interesting thing I want to point out over here, something very interesting that we'll go to, is Kiddush Levana. There are people that have a minute, you know, Kiddush Levana, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tif, you're not supposed to do on Yom Tif, it's very Shulchan Aruch. But there are many people that do Kiddush, and this is not even Nogea in America. But in Eretz Yisrael, there are many people that only will not do Kiddush Levana until it is at least 7 days from the Moilad. 7 days, it went Zayin Yom, so you can be Nene from the Or. Litvaks, they're not really Makbet on this, they do it immediately, 3 days, 72 hours after the Moilad, they'll do Kiddush Levana. there was a standard that in Eretz Yisrael, Motsoi Shavuos, it's not okay this year, because this year Motsoi Shavuos is Shabbos, but in Eretz, but it opens up a whole world of commentary, is that, let's say Shavuos will fall during the week, and so Shavuos is when? Is the sixth day, Shishi B'Sivan. Motsoi Shavuos can very well be that it's not yet 7 days, even though Motsoi Shavuos is now on the calendar Zayin Sivan, it's the seventh day of Sivan, it's not necessarily Motsoi Shavuos seven complete days from the Moilat. Because the Moilat can happen at night or in the morning the Moilat is not a guarantee, the Moilat can be later. So it's not guaranteed that Motsoi Shavuos, it's 7 complete days from the Moilat, which would mean that ordinarily those people who are makbid not to recite Kiddush Levana until 7 days have passed from the Moilat would not recite Kiddush Levana. Okay, for us it's not Nogea, the whole thing, especially in Chutz Laaretz. It's not Nogea, but
Shabbos.
This year it's not okay anyway, because this year Shabbos, the Zion is Friday night. Okay. You don't do Kiddush Levana on a Friday night. You don't do Kiddush Levana on a Friday night. But there's a minhag to do Kiddush Levana no matter what. Motsoi Shavuos. Obviously, the Koyach, Kiddush Levana is very much connected, the concept of Kiddush Levana is very much connected to the concept of Matan Torah. Everyone, what is Matan Torah all about? Very good. You're saying very, very good. What was the, Moshe comes to Shemaim and he says, I'm here to take the Torah. The Malachi Ashers were in uproar. You're taking the Torah? Who do you think you are? What's the big deal? Ner Lecha, Ner Lenea. In Shemaim they can have the Torah and we can have the Torah. What's the big deal? So all the Mepharshim give the same answer. The big deal is, who's the Balabas? Who's in charge? Who decides halacha? Who decides halacha? Who decides? Torah, lav bash shamayim. What do you mean, lav bash? What are they doing the whole day in shamayim? They're learning. They're Isaac and Torah in shamayim. It means, who is the balabas? The biggest, the most painful thing about leaving this world, you know, you leave this world, you're leaving the control center of the Torah. Person, person leaves this world. What's so bad to leave this world? You go to shamayim. It's bliss. They have cheesecakes there also. And the cheesecake, you know, the best hashkacha, and you don't gain any weight either. They have cheesecake there, they have alakut azachin. So what's so terrible? What is so terrible to leave this world? You know what's so terrible? In Shemayim, they're not in control. They're not the balabas. Oh, you want to hear a good angels joke? I have the best angels jokes. Angel's cake, I have the best angel's joke for you, the best of the best, but you have to know what's going on to appreciate the joke. Why don't we eat, why doesn't the Haredi world eat angel's products? Cherim derabeinu gershaim. If you don't understand the joke, nope. You don't understand the joke. Okay, the reason why there's a ban in the Haredi world was because Gershon Edelstein, the whole thing started because someone who is very a senior official of Angel's Bakery went to protest at the home of Gershon Edelstein. So the B'nai Torah were very insulted. How dare you protest against Goyin, the Rosh Yeshiva, he's a Zokin. What are you doing here, Chutzpah? There are ways to protest. This is not the way you protest. So out of revenge, we're boycotting your products. So this is the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershay. Good? It's a good one. That's a good stam wine. Someone told us to me. Okay, going back over here. So this minute, how do we get into this discussion over here? So what's the problem leaving this world? The greatest tsar to leave this world is you're leaving the control center. Torah lav vashamayim. You know, it's like you're on an airplane. Where would you rather be? In the cockpit or be a passenger in the cabin? You rather want to be in the cockpit. You want to be in control. A pilot to fly in the back, it's torture. Once you know how you have a license to fly an airplane, I'm going to sit economy, even first class. I have the skill to fly the plane. I'm the balabas here. You're putting me in the back of the plane? Where do you want? Where does a pilot want, a person who's trained to be a pilot? You want to be in the cockpit at the controls. Who is in control of the Torah? This world. Moshe brought the Torah down to this world. In Shemayim, they have no say. They're just passengers. Shemayim, they're passengers. The tsar of death is the tsar of a decorated pilot, the person who made the plane, who now, sir, sit in the back of the plane. You're not in charge here. You're not the balabas here. We have a pilot, a 25-year-old kid who just came out of the simulator. He's going to fly the plane. And you, who designed, invented every instrument in this plane that cost $200 million, you sit in the back. How much does a Dreamliner cost? I think it costs about $200 million. Financed. $200 million. You who invented this plane and every little gadget, you sit in the back. That's torture. That's torture. I'm going to sit as a passenger in the back of the plane when I'm the one who designed this plane and I can fly this plane better than every pilot in the world put together? Yeah, sit in the back. You're not in charge anymore. This 25-year-old kid who just got out of flying school, he's going to fly the plane. He doesn't know what he's doing, but he's going to fly the plane. You're not, this world, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing in this world, but we're in charge. Torah Laba Shemayim. What is Kiddush Levana? Kiddush Levana is the ultimate abuse of power. That's a nasty thing to say. Okay, I don't mean it that way. But Kiddush Levana is, we control Zman. We're the balabas. When Bezdin decides it's going to be Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh. If Bezdin wants another month, Shemayim. Who are they? These people here. They're deciding when it's Yom Kippur. They're deciding when it's going to be Pesach. Who do these kids think they are to decide when that's right. We're deciding. Torah, lav v'ashamayim. It's not for nothing that the Malachi HaShoreis wanted to swallow up Moshe alive for trying to take away the Torah. Moshe took control. Nimela, when is the first opportunity you have to show you the balabas? Kiddush Levana. That's the opportunity. That Nimela, you don't wait. There's no Kiddush Levana that is more chashuv, that is more powerful than the Kiddush Levana Moitzoi Shavuos. We will mekabel the Torah. We're going to show the bosses now. We're in charge. We're going to be mekadosh the zman. No one else but us. The male, even I look at the calendar. Look at the calendar. You need 7 days. Me'eis le'eis from the moilad, not Chodesh Sivan. Chodesh Sivan, don't confuse me with the facts. We're the balabatim here. We're going to be mekadosh levana to show that we're the balabatim. Okay, running out of time. Let me finish with something. Some other things over here. Let's pick something that is interesting that I can remember. This is very interesting. This is very, very interesting. I can't find the process. There is a minute, it's actually a hashkacha pratis. Someone actually told us, I don't know why he told this to me. A couple of weeks I went to a wedding and I got into a conversation with someone I haven't seen in a long time. And he told me that, when, I don't know why he told this to me. It's only because of the shir today. He told me that when he was, it's a joke, but it's interesting. He said that when he was a chassan, he became a chassan not many years ago, not much before Shavuos. And his shver, his kallah said, and he married a girl. It seems, and they had a summer home in the Catskills. And the Kallah said that our whole family were going for Shavuos to the mountains. For Shavuos, to the bungalow, to the our summer home, and there's a kila there. Come, we'll put you up by one of the neighbors. My chassan denan, chassan, come. Come, the other people that are coming up to the colony will put you up somewhere. So the chassan said, Shavuos, it's zman matan tarasenu. Shavuos, I belong in yeshiva. I don't belong in the bungalow colony. Chassan kalanu, I don't belong. So I think the kalanu was a little upset. All right, whatever. He stayed in the yeshiva for Shavuos. After Shavuos, one of the Balabatim there, who was very close with his future Shver, says, you know, your Shver, he went up to the mountains, you know, he was a little disappointed, you know, getting off to a bad start. He wanted his chasen to be there for Shavuos. And then he says to him, don't you know the Torah was given on a mountain? You know, get it? Yeah. The mountains, the country, okay, the Catskills, you go up to the mountains. Don't you know for Shavuos, the Torah was given on a mountain? Don't tell me you have to go to yeshiva. The Torah was given on a mountain. That's a joke. This is what the conversation I had a couple of weeks ago. Why I had this, I don't know why. I learned this morning, before I came, I was chashing over some things, and I came across that there's a minhag. Can I find where the minhag is over here? That a chosan should be daft. Not, this is not observed today. I'm not chashing on you. There's a hakpada that a chosan should not visit his kala on Shavuos. Never heard of such a thing before. And I have no doubt that no one, this is not practiced today. Again, I'm not telling you practical halach. We're talking over here, you know, relics of the past. And these things are all cited in holy sources. Chosan kala, the chosan does not go visit the kala on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Why? Very obviously why. Because Shavuos is the marriage of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. No cheder regeshen. Shavuos is a yom tif of Hashem and his kala is Klal Yisrael. It is not proper to interfere, to take away the limelight from the chasana that is taking place on Shavuos. Now, I have here on the page somewhere. Can I find this? Maybe I can find this. And he writes something very spooky over here. I don't know if I can find it so quickly. That it was it was Yadua that many people who violated this minhag in ancient times, come on, big deal, go see my kala, they had a broken engagement. That's what he writes here in the footnote from one of the, it's like, it became like a spooky thing. It's people who say, that's an important minhag, someone made this up, and they were in violation of this minhag, and the chasan went, again, today, there's nothing to talk about, today this is every bottle. You know, no one does this today. I'm not trying to create new minhag in here. But he writes here, like, just to bring out the chavivus of, it's a yad of shal minhag. People who violated this minhag, with no explanation, many of these people, they had a broken engagement. Hashem was like somehow Masabib kol ha-sibois to show his displeasure. This is the minhag. There's only one chosan kala. Now, by the way, I maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Maybe it's good I should do it tomorrow because it was very hard to get. I got it by accident. I couldn't believe I got it. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. I was very disappointed. Let me just say, we're running out of time. I'm going to finish winding down. I thought for sure, you know, there's a minhag kadmon. It's not done by us, but it's done by Hasidim. I think by the Sadma Rav, is to read on the first day of Shavuos, Tanoim. Tanoim. There's a nusach of Tanoim, that was written by a very holy person, describing that Hashem and Klal Yisrael agree to get married. It's parallel that, you know, it's parallel to the standard time you have by a regular wedding. And on the second day of Shavuos, you read the Ksuba. And the Sadma Rav used to do this every year. The Sadma Rav would read on the first day of Shavuos by davening. It could be even before Kriya Satira. They read the Tanoim. And on the second day of Shavuos, they read the Ksuba. And after you finish reading the Tanoim and the Ksuba, everyone in the shul says, Mazel Tov. Okay, he has a whole story over here. So I thought for sure, where will I find? I want to see the Nusach. So I thought for sure Nitik Arvil is the perfect sefer. He would have it. For sure he would have it. And lo and behold, to my utter shock, I went very carefully, it's not to be found in the Nitik Arvil. By accident, I picked up this kuntres, beautiful kuntres, and at the end of the kuntres, they have the whole Tanoim and the whole Ksuba in beautiful oisiyos, newly typeset with nekudos, and it is astonishing. This nusach, it's molei v'godosh with chokhmah. It sounds like, you know, like a spiel, but it's not a spiel. It's very, very serious. No one does this today. Here's the star, Erison. and they have over here, which really we call the Tanoim. And they have the Shtar Ksuba. And it's basically paralleled after our, you have to appreciate what our Ksuba is, and our Ksuba, how I'll just read you the beginning of the little, because it's a little flavor. B'shishi b'shabas, Friday. Shisha yomim l'chodesh Sivan. Shnas, Shnei alofim v'arba meos, the year 2400, v'arba meos 48, Libriyas oilam, l'minyin sh'onu moinin kan, Maimud Har Sinai. Instead of Brooklyn, New York. Maimud Har Sinai. Eich, shehaloyhu habochor ko'arozim. Play on words. Bochor ko'arozim, chosen, like cedars. B'chiroi shaloylam, the chosen of the world. Hechoson hu melech malchi ha-melochim ha-kodesh baruch hu. Omar, lado besulta, Knesset Yisrael. Bas gidoyle yoichasin, bitoy shel Avram Avinu, havei li li'intu kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. Shetekablu aleichem teras Moshe. Okay, it goes on, maybe we'll do another time. Minog Yisrael is to read this. We don't do this today. You've never seen this. Not in the Litvish craft, for sure not.
Who are the witnesses?
Oh, he goes on. He says, the Shemayim Laretz. Everything is from Chazal. This Molei v'Chochma. This is not like a camp, a play over here. This was written by a Mekubal. Shechibah Harav HaKadosh Rabbi Yisrael Nig'ara Zecher Tzadik Levracha Nijara Nigurei Ho'arizal. The Talmidim of the Arizal, one of the Talmidim of the Arizal wrote this nusach, and it is cited today by Hasidim. Yes. Certain, not everyone, certain before Minhag Yisrael. This is a Minhag Yisrael. Before the Kriyas HaTorah, the first day they read the Tanoim, and the second day they read the Kisuba. Okay, there's a lot more, but unfortunately we're out of time. Hopefully we got something out of this. Tomorrow there's going to be a shir. Tomorrow we have a shir tomorrow. A shir tomorrow. Amen. 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 Amen.